This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Weather Service is warning of dangerous travel conditions in the upper Midwest because of that heavy blowing snow. And parts of the Northeast will get snow and a wintry mix today into tomorrow. The storms that hit California over the past few weeks killed at least 20 people. Today, President Biden will see the storm damage for himself.
Biden, accompanied by FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials, is set to survey storm-ravaged areas via helicopter on a trip between Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties. He'll meet with residents in Capitola, a town next to Santa Cruz that's been hit by mudslides, river flooding, and high surf.
Our heart is with all the families in the communities that are hurting.
In the early evening, he'll deliver remarks from a seaside state park in Aptos. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will reaffirm his commitment to supporting the people of California.
Storms have caused severe floods and landslides.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Florida Congressman Greg Stubbe has been injured in an accident at his home, his office asking for prayers for him, but isn't providing any details, like exactly what happened or how serious the injuries are. A fellow Republican who heads the Florida GOP, Christian Ziegler, says he hears that though the congressman is in the hospital, he is doing well. You're likely hearing a lot of talk about the debt limit, the AP's Donna Warder.
There are frictions between President Joe Biden and House Republicans as the U.S. government moves closer to a default if there's no agreement on raising the government's spending limit. The Treasury Department projects that the federal government will today reach its legal borrowing capacity at $38.381 trillion. Right now, the government can temporarily rely on accounting tweaks to stay open. That means any threats to the economy are several months away. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. It's a first in more than 1,000 years.
A study published in the journal Nature shows Greenland is the warmest it's been in more than 1,000 years. The conclusion comes from ice core data. Drilled into glaciers and ice sheets, they take years to analyze. The latest data, from cores drilled in 2011, shows a sharp spike in Greenland's temperatures since 1995, 2.7 degrees hotter than its 20th century average. Scientists say Greenland's warming may have been masked by local weather variability, but it's now become too big to be hidden. The study's lead author calls the jump the clear signature of global warming. And the new data is bad news because Greenland's ice sheet is melting. In 2012, the year after the core was taken, saw a record melt, and the island's ice loss has been on high ever since. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.